Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 27th, 2022. Passenger numbers at BER have dropped significantly during the Omicron wave. Airport spokeswoman Sabine Dekwert confirmed to RBB on Tuesday that many aircraft are not operating at full capacity and that airlines are thinning out their schedules. Dekwert went on to say that back in December, 45,000 travelers per day were still counted, but at the moment, there are just under 20,000 passengers Monday through Friday and around 30,000 on weekends. Omicron seems to have led to uncertainty among travelers, causing many to rebook for a later travel date. BER is also not expecting a noticeable increase in passenger numbers for the winter vacations next week. So, those who wish to travel at the moment should pay attention to a few things. For one, travel to virus variant areas is generally not offered. So, if the destination country should suddenly become a virus variant area, there is a right to cancel a package tour free of charge. The RBB has prepared more answers to some frequently asked questions regarding travel bookings and corona as follows. If one becomes infected with corona just before traveling, can money for the trip be reimbursed? It depends on the type of trip. For package tours, operators often offer special arrangements that include reimbursements due to travelers getting COVID, including rebooking options or free cancellations. Without these arrangements, travelers shoulder the costs despite missing the trip. In the case of private travel, it is essential to discuss cancellation conditions with the local accommodations and tours booked. For air travel that cannot be taken, there is no general right to reimbursement or rebooking. When is travel cancellation insurance worthwhile? If travelers want to be covered in the event of corona, they should make sure that their insurance policy includes a COVID clause. Some insurance providers explicitly exclude the reimbursement of costs in the event of a corona illness, and others advertise that they do. And when exactly does the travel cancellation insurance kick in? Insurers will only pay if a traveler is actually ill and unable to take a trip. Travel cannot simply be canceled and reimbursed because a traveler is afraid of falling ill with corona in the destination country. And what happens if a country suddenly becomes a virus variant area? Travel to virus variant areas, as we said before, is generally not offered. If the assessment changes between the booking and the start of the trip, there is a right to cancel a package tour free of charge, and the travel price must then be refunded within 14 days. What if a traveler suddenly gets corona while on vacation? In addition to travel cancellation insurance, travel interruption insurance or Reiseabbruchsversicherung can help. If someone falls ill with corona while on vacation, it is essential that they immediately get local quarantine regulations. And hotel operators often offer quarantine rooms and in some cases PCR tests. Return flights and any costs incurred can only be reimbursed through trip interruption insurance. Can a vacation home be used for quarantine? It is simply a matter of checking with the owners if or how long one can stay there to quarantine. If not, the local health department should be contacted about alternatives. And if a trip is canceled, how does one go about getting a refund? If package tours are canceled, organizers must refund the money within 14 days. Alternatively, organizers can offer their customers a voucher. When air travel is canceled, the Air Passenger Rights Regulation applies, and passengers can either get their money refunded or ask for a new flight booking. To do this, the airline must be contacted directly. Berlin's retailers must continue to monitor compliance with the 2G rule at their entrances. This was decided by the Administrative Court of Berlin in summary proceedings, as a spokeswoman announced on Tuesday. the court decided that these regulations, which are a reaction to the currently high infection rates, are proportionate, and they serve the legitimate goal of slowing down the incidence of infection and reducing the burden on the healthcare system as a whole. Under Berlin's Corona Ordinance, department stores, among others, are currently only allowed to open under the 2G condition. That means visitors must either be vaccinated or recovered, which must be checked by the stores. And if customers do not meet the requirements, they must be denied entry. Per Morgan Post reporting, according to court documents, a company that operates 48 textile stores in Berlin has fought against the 2G conditions, specifically the control obligations, which they believe are too costly. Furthermore, the company objected to their unequal treatment compared to other businesses, such as the food trade. The judges stuck to their previous line of reasoning. Last December, they had declared the 2G rule in Berlin to be permissible. In the current proceedings, the focus was on the obligation of the retailers to check shoppers' eligibility and proof of vaccination or recovery, which is also criticized by the Berlin-Brandenburg Trade Association. An appeal to the Higher Administrative Court of Berlin-Brandenburg against the decision is possible. The 2,550 diplomatic vehicles registered in Berlin committed a total of 9,973 traffic violations last year. Of these, 45 were accidents, with a total of 15 slightly injured participants. Because of the special status of diplomats, however, all cases were dropped, and as a result, the state missed out on fines amounting to 201,000 euros. According to the information provided to the Morgan Post, the administrative offenses were mainly parking violations and speeding, and the main offenders were vehicles from the diplomatic services of Saudi Arabia, Greece, the United States, Iraq, Russia, Sudan, and Egypt. Overall, the number of violations by diplomats is declining. 2 years ago, they were more than twice as high at almost 21,000, and the number of accidents caused was also significantly higher at 72. On the other hand, however, the number of suspected hit-and-run accidents remains high. In 28 of last year's total of 45 accidents, or 60%, a hit-and-run was suspected. Germany's first daycare center for children from three different religions will be built in Berlin starting in 2023. The three-religion daycare center is being built in Friedrichshain on a plot of land owned by the Evangelical St. Mark's Parish. The project is supported by the Evangelical Church EKBO, the German Muslim Center Berlin, and the Jewish Educational Association, Masorti, and the idea goes back to the Berlin rabbi, Geza Ederberg. It is clear to her and the management team that they will primarily reach liberal-minded families with their project, rather than those with a lot of prejudices. The center is intended to be open to all types of families, however, including children from same-sex partnerships or from non-religious families. She added, quote, "We first have to reinforce and train those who actually think and want the right thing, so that they can then also implement it in everyday life. It's not the malicious ones who are the problem, but the majority of people who don't know how to deal with problems between religions, who remain silent and look the other way or play it down." Unquote. Iman Andrea Reimann, chairwoman of the German Muslim Center and also part of the management team of the daycare, emphasized, quote, "With our educational concept, we want to make children strong in their own traditions and at the same time enable them to live together in a diverse society." Unquote. Another part of the management team, Protestant pastor Zilke Radosch-Hinder, commented, quote, "We learn and we live with each other. Precisely what is so great about having a place of dialogue here with a very high willingness to live with each other in terms of difference and togetherness, in friendship and in diversity." Unquote. The building is scheduled for completion in mid-2024. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.